I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a very interesting show in store for you this evening. We're going to be talking about quantum physics and you, and we're going to destroy some scientific beliefs that have been held for about the last 300 years. And why, you ask, would we do quantum physics and you on a show called ET Yoga? Well, ET Yoga is a combination of channeled extraterrestrial material of a self-empowering nature that correlates to some of the ancient yoga teachings from some of the great yoga masters in history. And it so turns out that science is really catching up with spirituality these days. And there is so much science out there supporting a lot of the concepts and self-empowering techniques that we bring about on ET Yoga, that I thought it was time to do this type of a show. And but before we get to that, I'd like to kick off the show in our usual manner by having the guys play a little bit of Japa Yoga from Sri Swami Satchidananda.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari, Hari. Thank you.
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, doing some Japa Yoga. And I'd now like to give my normal disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Now, in moving on to the part of the issues this evening, and if you're new to ET Yoga, you might want to grab a paper and pencil to make some notes about things you might want to do some research on later on. And I am really fascinated by the work of Greg Braden, one of the most prominent, I think, now public figures with respect to current science. And I'm going to present some information from Greg, and I'll quote here from him that he says that although it may seem to be quite the transformation that this reality revolution brings to our lives, has erupted with a tone unmatched by anything in the past, because the same discoveries that have sparked the questions have also led to the conclusions that the facts we've trusted for 300 years to explain the universe and our role in it are flawed. And false assumption number one, the space between things is empty. New discoveries now tell us that this is simply not true. And false assumption number two, that our inner experiences or feelings and beliefs have no effect on the world beyond our bodies. This has now been proven absolutely wrong as well. Paradigm-shattering experiments published in leading-edge peer-reviewed journals reveal that we're bathed in a field of intelligent energy that fills what we used to be thought of as empty space. And additional discoveries show beyond any reasonable doubt that this field responds to us. It rearranges itself in the presence of our heart-based feelings and beliefs. And if you want a really practical demonstration of that, and I highly recommend, if you haven't seen Greg Braden, and his last name is B-R-A-D-E-N, Greg Braden, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, because he gives a physical demonstration of exactly how our heart-based feelings and beliefs can actually be used in this manner. And it's a real eye-opener. And especially for those people that don't believe anything actually works, this is a real inspiration. And this is the revolution that changes everything. It means that since the time when Isaac Newton's laws of physics were formulated in, I guess it was 1687, with his release of Philosophia Naturalis Principia Mathematica, or the mathematical principles of natural philosophy, we've based what we accept as our capabilities and limits on information that is false, or at the very least, incomplete. And since that time, most science has been grounded in the belief that we are insignificant in the overall scheme of things. It has written us right out of the equation of life and reality. And the reason why you are a powerful key in this revolution is that it's based entirely on something that you and I are doing right now, in this very moment, alone and together, and individually and collectively, consciously and unconsciously. We're all choosing the way we think of ourselves and what we believe to be true of our world. And the results of our beliefs surround us as our everyday energy experience. And the revolution of scientific understanding suggests that from our personal health and relationships to global war and peace, The reality of our lives is nothing more and nothing less than our belief waves shaping the quantum stuff that everything is made from. It's all related to what we accept about our world, our capabilities, our limits, and ourselves. And that's from Greg Braden. And support of those statements, we also have interesting information coming from the Science of Wholeness website. And from the highest, they say also your highest fulfillment, the Science of Wholeness. And from that site, I'd like to now get into the Law of Attraction, because the Law of Attraction, already present in conventional thinking, yet this concept is often quite limited and quite distorted by all manner of religious dogmatic restraints, while often being completely rejected by modern materialistic science. There is another paradigm completely opposite to conventional thinking, where one's internal reality or consciousness is the exact same thing as one's external reality. In other words, the two seemingly separate realities are thought to be actually one and the same thing. And for a leading conventional physician or scientist to suddenly realize that all one's thoughts originate from a universal and timeless quantum field rather than from within the physical brain would be quite a shock. Heading to having to resign or be fired from his post if he even tried to convey this concept to others, and the knowledge of this one idea and related concepts, and the ever-growing and now quite popular idea that there is indeed a law of attraction, most clearly presented, and that's by the soul group Abraham. And if you haven't seen some of Esther Hicks and Abraham videos on YouTube, I highly recommend them. They're very closely aligned with the teachings of Bashar. And through the channel, Esther Hicks, she basically channels the soul group called Abraham. And a lot of her information completely goes against all the logic and reason of mainstream science and what many academic authorities would warn you against as being a most self-deceptive matter of extreme scientific heresy. But fortunately, many quantum physics researchers are saying that on a subatomic level, there is a profound connection between the observer and what is being observed, all being part and parcel of what is known as the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which states that the velocity of a subatomic particle can only be determined to the extent that its actual position cannot. The entire concept of quantum physics describes the actual mechanics and mechanisms underlying the basis of material existence, supported with a universal zero-point field and an intersection with the parallel universes and or other dimensions. And according to the Tao of Physics by Fritjof Capra, all matter in the universe is an interconnected event matrix, illumined by and affected by the mind and consciousness of the observer. In other words, the observer is not only an essential part of reality, but reality is also influenced by the methods used by the observer to measure it. The universe constantly crystallizes or manifests around our most strongly held convictions, emotions, and beliefs, in the same manner as ice crystals form around their own geometric pattern or blueprint, resulting in six-sided formations or hexagrams. This means whatever one concentrates on long enough, it will find its way into the experiencer's life. However, belief systems and emotions are often subconscious and very tricky business to handle well enough to create the changes that one really wants to take place. But if one feels absolutely no control over one's life, that's what one will continue to manifest. On the other hand, a lifelong focus on God, on spirit, on love, on all things elegant and desirable will eventually manifest the same effects in the external physical world. To change one's life and perspective for the better requires a certain amount of time, faith, inner joy, and a continually calm and effective daily meditation on the very qualities and effects one considers most desirable or positive. And that's from The Science of Wholeness. It is your highest fulfillment. And in my view, this really supports the idea that you can't have an experience unless you're a frequency match for it. And what you put out is what you get back, as this is the same as the law of attraction. It's also the same thing as saying belief creates, because belief is a frequency with its corresponding match. And, of course, we've been talking about this for many years on ET Yoga and using Bashar as one of the several founders of this type of information. And, of course, in mainstream concepts and ideas in the last few years, the whole concept of the secret has gotten around quite a lot. I'm actually quite surprised at how many people ask me if I've seen The Secret, the video or the television presentation. And what's shocking for them is when I tell them that actually Bashar's been teaching all that for the last 25 or 30 years. And it's not really new information. It's just that so many more people are waking up, so many more people are into this subject, so many more people are resonating with this kind of information that it's now become almost mainstream. And next, I would like to pass on a theory of creation from the extraterrestrial Bashar, and it is called Prime Radiant. And when I first introduced this topic on the ET Yoga Worldwide Radio Show about 2 years ago, you could not find Prime Radiant on a Google search. Basically, energy is either in a wave or a particle, but for the sake of explanation, let's say it's a particle. According to this theory, this particle travels at infinite speed, and when it crosses itself in certain ways, it creates dimensions and other amazing geometrical configurations. So the idea here is that everything is the same one particle. And since this particle travels at infinite speed and has no mass, it breaks no laws of physics. The best way to visualize how this would work is to imagine a dark stage with two round crystal balls at opposite ends and one lit up. You could say that this is the particle. Now, when you turn this one off and turn on the light in the other one, you could say it has now moved. And in your mind's eye, imagine going back and forth and back and forth and increasing the speed at which you go back and forth. In time, you will realize that when you go back and forth fast enough, it will appear as if both lights are on at once. And that's the key, because if this particle had infinite speed, then it could be everywhere at once. Thus, we are all the same energy, but perceive the whole from our own perspective. But we have the ability to perceive the whole from both the individual point of view or from the larger, greater awareness of the all, or both simultaneously. And this concept of the prime radiant can also be experienced in the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And by the way, we usually end all the ET Yoga shows with that meditation, so if you haven't done it, it's a good way to try and gives you a little bit of a feel for experiencing that higher level of consciousness. And further, quantum physicists know we are all the same one energy. The subatomic particles or waves being studied by the scientists respond to and transmuted and appeared as particles or solid objects based on the individual thought of the scientist who was studying it. In other words, it was the scientist's mode of thinking that determined what it would be. The energy being studied began taking form immediately based on the thoughts and beliefs of the scientist who was observing it. If a scientist studied this energy with the expectation, thought, or belief of seeing particles, particles were observed. If another scientist studied them with the expectation of seeing waves, then waves were observed. If they were studied with the expectation of the first being seen as waves and then changing to particles or vice versa, that's exactly what happened. The conclusion then was that this energy, these subatomic particles, acted and responded in exact proportion to the thoughts and beliefs that the scientist who was studying them had at that moment. This discovery further proved to the scientist that anything and everything that exists in our world once existed as a wave or spiritual, and through individual observation and expectation was transformed into a particle or made physical based only on what they thought and believed it would appear as. Now, take this even a step further, scientists discovered that when these subatomic particles were broken in half or separated in a laboratory setting, they had the ability to communicate with each other, and that communication is received immediately from one to the other with zero regard to space and time as we know it, regardless of how far apart they may be. And this totally blows away the old theory that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Energy doesn't need to travel. It's already connected with all other energy. And this means that everything in the entire cosmos is nothing but a huge vibrating ball of interconnected infinite energy, which has the ability to communicate into infinity with no regard to space and time. And what this energy joins together to form is based only on individual thought and intention. Behind the creation of the universe was the thought and intention of the Creator. Your thoughts, which are also energy, which are determined by your beliefs, are broadcast outward into the infinite field of wave energy, much like a radio frequency, transformed from waves, the spiritual realm, to particles, which is matter, and joined together with additional energies which vibrate at a harmonious frequency and collectively join to shape what you come to see and experience in physical form in the physical world. Your physical world, your, the letter U, hyphen, universe, your universe. You quite literally have the ability to mold and shape the various areas of your life based on how you choose to think, believe, and feel. And this is how our world was created to operate. Regardless of what you may currently believe to be true, you are not the victim of some capricious set of circumstances. You're quite literally the creator of your own reality. It has also been proven that the brain and the heart is that which interfaces with the morphogenetic field, which determines the reality you experience. The brain and the heart vibrates at a frequency that is 5,000 times magnetically stronger than the brain and the head, and emits an energy field that is quite measurable about 10 feet from the body. That's why it's so important to remember that outer circumstances don't matter as much as your frequency. Quantum physics tells us that it is the act of observing an object that causes it to be there, and the outcome is based only on our choice and how we observe it. An object cannot and does not exist independent of its observer, and like the ET yoga teachings, outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. We place value judgments and positive or negative emotional spin on them, which ultimately creates the experience. Placing meaning on outer circumstances is the art of reality creation itself. I love it when science starts catching up to the basic spiritual teachings of the ancient yogis and current channeled extraterrestrial information. And as in the ultimate truths of reality, as taught by the College of Christ Consciousness, there is also a connection here to some of the information coming from Dan Burrish with regard to what is known as looking glass. This alludes to the claimed recovery of some advanced extraterrestrial technology recovered in a crashed disk, and it deals with future probable timelines. And according to Dan, when he used the glass, he was thinking about the year 2012 in a cataclysmic fashion, and that's exactly the future scenario he perceived. His conclusion was that if he had a more positive expectation, then that too would be reflected in the future experience. So this is also in line with Bashar teaching, that the idea is to place a positive spin or expectation on anything, especially like the year 2012, and you'll get a positive experience. He further illuminates the topic by saying that the primary duty or responsibility of the rational mind is to place a positive spin on outer circumstances. And why not? What possible good could come from placing a negative spin? I like to call this stacking the deck of life in your favor. Put a positive spin on everything. It's all good, and in reality, it is. View the world as perfect just as it is without judgment. In fact, acceptance is the higher vibration of forgiveness, because forgiveness implies that something wrong took place to begin with. All of our experiences are making us aware of the beliefs we hold inside. The fact that something is happening in the outer world tells us we have the belief in the first place. If you want to know what your beliefs are, look to the outer experience, which is a mirror of your beliefs. The outer experience comes about because we create it with our intentions, beliefs, and emotions. Thought plus emotions creates. The only reason why this isn't totally obvious is the time gap or lapse in time between when we have thoughts, create beliefs, and the moment we experience them. In fact, it has been said that every thought we have actually is happening on some level. This is also true on a global level because there is a global consciousness and science is currently able to measure it in some ways. The collective belief system works the same as our personal experience of outer reality. It is also why a small number of cells in a cocoon have the blueprint for a butterfly, the same way a small number of people can hold the blueprint for a huge leap in consciousness for mankind. And similarly, if we all spend a bit of time each day intending peace, we can create it. It is created by focusing mass thought in a positive direction and not by fighting in a foreign country or a foreign enemy or against any negative energy. And for something to contemplate, the newest finding by scientists studying quantum physics is that the entire visible universe acts as a giant holographic universal computer. And the operating system of the computer in the matrix is consciousness. And the language of recognition is belief. Thus, what you believe is. And that also, by the way, that concept is also supported by Greg Braden in some of his videos. And to further expand on those ideas, I'll quote from Bashar. And by the way, Bashar is Esasani. Actually, their civilizations moved up a level now, and they are now called the Shekinah. And Bashar says, it's all a hologram of many holograms. In a hologram, each part of the hologram contains the information for the whole hologram. The universe is structured holographically. You are holographic. Each possible version of your reality is also holographic. You contain within you all versions of reality. All holographic versions of reality are contained within you. And from all this, these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, imagination, and feelings. Your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. And from this archive of possibilities, the version that you imagine or believe or focus your imagination on is your currently selected version of reality. Then you activate that selected version with your feelings. And the more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you activate this version and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. Positive feelings activate positive desired versions, and negative feelings activate the negative undesired versions, the dreaded outcomes. And Bashar gives a couple of examples of some interesting misconceptions. And the first misconception he likes to point out is that we think of things as seeing is believing. In other words, what we perceive determines what we believe. But in actuality, it's believing is seeing. What we believe determines what we perceive. And in addition to that, Bashar points out that there are basically only four laws in the entire of creation that's true in every dimension. And the first one is that you exist. And like he says, you can't do much about that. If you exist, you exist. And since all time is simultaneous from higher perspectives of consciousness, if you exist now, you've always existed in some form or another. Even though I know that's a hard one for us to get our brain wrapped around, because we tend to think in terms of linear time where one event happens before another. The second law is that the one is the all and the all the one. The third law, what you put out is what you get back. This is also known as the law of attraction. And the fourth law is that change is the only constant, and everything changes except the first three laws. And even the fourth law changes to stasis, which in turn gives rise to the first three laws. So in essence here, he really takes the laws of physics and all the other so-called laws that we like to impose and simplifies things down into those four. And I think it's kind of fascinating that the law of attraction certainly is on that list of four, coming from channeled extraterrestrial Bashar. And with respect to all this science and how it actually comes to play in our lives, I like to think of this all as relating to the concept of reality creation. And to my way of thinking, there's three levels of reality creation. And the first level of reality creation comes from our initial caregivers. In the time we're like 6 or 7 years old, basically what we're doing is downloading beliefs of those around us. And certainly, as part of the maturation process, we need to spend the time to go through what we actually believe now and thank our parents or our initial caregivers for all the wonderful ideas and beliefs that they passed down to us. But we also need to eliminate those that don't work for us anymore. And certainly as time goes on, well, we may gain some different perspectives on some of those beliefs. And thus, to me, this is the first stage of what I call reality creation, because it's your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, intentions, emotions that get reflected in your outer circumstances. And as Bashar would point out, those circumstances aren't there to punish you. They're there to show you what you do believe. And the second level, to me, relates to our currently held beliefs. And also I like to lump in there the whole concept of positive spin. And I'm not talking about just the power of positive thinking, because to me there's quite a distinction between the power of positive thinking and the power of positive spin. And as an example of that, someone's on a train, and they get off the train, and they're waiting for the next train, and they're right on time, but the other train leaves. And they get all upset and doing a lot of complaining about the circumstance and basically creating a negative scenario. And by the way, blame, complaint, and justification are signposts of victimhood mentality. So this complaining is definitely putting a negative spin on the scenario. Now, another person does the same thing, has the exact same result, but instead of complaining, just sits down on the bench and just calmly waiting for the next train and accepts the fact they're going to be late and says, well, I can't see any possible anything good can come from this, but I'll just put a positive spin on this anyway. And so by placing the positive spin on that situation, oh, all of a sudden they notice another train pulls up and off steps someone they haven't seen in 20 years, and they rekindle their former friendship. So something positive came from that situation. Bashar also gives a story what he calls the radio thief, where someone's saving up to put a high-priced, expensive radio in their car because they love music. They don't quite have the money to buy the most expensive one, but the next most expensive one they decided to purchase. But during the very first week that they had it, somebody stole the radio and damaged their dash. Well, the insurance company is going to replace the stolen items and the damage that was done. And interestingly enough, this person kept a positive attitude about the whole scenario instead of complaining about it, and threw positive spin on it. And then the result was, when they went to get their car fixed, the damage on the dash was so minor that it was done so quickly that he wasn't even charged for it. And it so turned out that to the penny, the amount that he saved from not having to spend money repairing the dash allowed him to buy the most expensive unit that he wanted in the first place. Another example of a practical situation where positive spin comes into play. And I like to challenge listeners to ET Yoga all the time to keep a log of when you actually do this technique, because it will stun you. It will blow your mind that it actually does work. And if you haven't heard about it, you have now. So the challenge is out there. Certain events will take longer to sort themselves out. Some you'll see relatively quickly, like in the above or pre-mentioned examples. And I'd also like to point out that this whole concept of placing positive spin basically works the same way as the law of attraction. And you know, the physics of how this works is that each belief, or when you throw positive spin, gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. And these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating on the same frequencies. And that is out of the background of universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. And those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. And what we believe and totally trust to be so sets up the alignment from which we receive that particular version of reality. And this trust or knowing is the mechanism by which creation takes place. Without believing, we would create no reality and be non-existent. At any given moment, we are always believing something. So you know, that's the physics, actually, of how the concept works. And the formula that Bashar teaches is that the formula would be a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance creates a positive experience. A negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance will create a negative experience. And if we take that one stretch further, it also connects with the idea that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. If they came with built-in meanings, then there wouldn't probably be this possibility. But outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. We define the outer circumstances, and our emotions are tied to our definitions. And I find that this power of positive spin is equally as important as the law of attraction. It's very similar and connected, but it actually creates new experiences. It's not just having a positive attitude about an old experience. So to me, there's a big, big world of difference between the power of positive thinking and the power of positive spin. Now, in addition to all this science that's been going on, in the quantum physics area, we're also getting some really interesting information of proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And it is becoming one of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. And energy is either a particle or a wave, as we mentioned, depending upon the expectations of the observer. So the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave, and the human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. And thus, the fusion of our thoughts and emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And what they've now also figured out that the entire universe is flashing in and out of existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy in that state, or the field of our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment. And our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and how we are feeling. And if our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And there is highly suggestive evidence of the existence of this energetic blueprint in the new research on DNA, which proves that it transmits, receives, and thus reads energy directly from the field. And we need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half the time we are formless. And we just flash in and out so fast that, you know, our physical eyes aren't able to see this. But our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness. And they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. And if we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it materializes back into form, it's 10 to the 44th times per second. And the exact structure and dynamics of our consciousness, which make us both a fractal and holographic expression of this infinite God consciousness, can be found actually in Nassim Haramein's. And that's in his Holofractographic Universe Theory and in his work Crossing the Event Horizon. And new evidence is clearly illustrating that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. To heal, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projections of our body is unobstructed. then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly in this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. And to me, this is also very similar to the whole concept about creation. No doubt, the creation was made through an intent and definitely has its blueprint and created from prime creator, God, or whatever label you choose to define the infinite. And as Sri Swami Satchidananda used to say, as many minds, as many gods, that if you take a cup to the ocean, it takes the shape of the ocean. And but in reality, what we're all trying to define, there really are no words for. And another one of his famous sayings is that philosophy is neither that which the speaker nor the listener truly understands. And the implication there being that it can only be experienced. And I'm hoping that the information presented in tonight's show will give you a real foundation in some of the current science that's happening out there, some of the amazing discoveries, especially the Greg Braden one, the curing cancer in 3 minutes, his YouTube video, the whole ramification of how exactly that's performed. Certainly love to see these hospitals that are set up in Beijing, China, that they have no operating tables, but teams of healing practitioners who really understand and have made these new ideas a technology, where in Western thinking we think of this as almost like a miracle. And it's not that it's totally prevalent all over the place there either, but at least there are pockets where this type of technology is being employed in a practical nature. And as well, in terms of our own personal empowerments, these whole ideas about creating our own reality is certainly the threshold of fourth dimensional thinking. And as pointed out by Merlin the Magician, the demarcation line is that if you're a person who believes that the outer circumstances, your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, do not create a reflection of your outer reality, then you certainly have that choice and you're welcome to live in 3D. But if you're willing to start to grasp these concepts and are intent on moving ahead, certainly lots of room for experimentation, or what I like to call reality creation. And as I mentioned before, with respect to maybe experiencing a little bit of those higher levels of consciousness, I'd certainly like to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'll now close tonight's program by playing Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster, all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.